USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump at a South Carolina rally last night where he doesn't back down on his calls to deport illegal immigrants immediately without going before judges. The president telling the crowd at that campaign rally that his advisors were telling him 5,000 new judges are needed to process people crossing the border.
So I said today, I don't want judges. I want ICE and Border Patrol agents.
President Trump speaking at that rally in support of South Carolina's Governor Henry McMaster, who today is in a tense runoff election with Republican challenger John Warren. Meanwhile, there are primary elections in six other states, New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. In Northern California, the Pawnee fire is burning out of control, crews saying it's only 5% contained. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
House Democrat Maxine Waters sticking to her guns when she says people who oppose President Trump's policies should remind Trump staffers and officials that they're not welcome anywhere and that they should be harassed when seen in public. But Waters says the president lied in a tweet yesterday.
Trump is the one who's creating lies, trying to have people believe that I talked about harming people. There's nowhere in my statement, any time, any place, that we talked about harm.
There is a new addition to the Bush family. It's a service dog named Sully for Bush 41. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
George H.W. Bush sharing a photo of the pooch on Twitter, the lab from America's Vet Dogs. Bush tweeting, could not be more grateful, especially for their commitment to our veterans.
AT&T facing new accusations of helping the National Security Agency collect data for spying at so-called peering hubs around the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The FBI director and deputy attorney general are set to testify again before the House Judiciary Committee this week, as Director Christopher Wray and Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein will be grilled by the House committee on Thursday about the FBI's handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email use. The hearing will cover the recently released Inspector General's report that blamed the FBI and former Director James Comey for mishandling that probe. Director Wray already promising to make changes at the Bureau in light of the IG's report. Apple CEO Tim Cook says corporate leaders have an obligation to speak out when public policy flies in the face of company values. He spoke at the Fortune CEO Initiative yesterday, Cook qualifying his statement by saying companies should only speak out when they have significant standing in a public issue. Cook says that's why he speaks out about immigration, education, and the environment. Last week, he said the Trump administration's immigration policies were inhumane. And as some burger chains are touting the fact that they provide great first jobs for people and even help pay for their college, the first ever fully robot-made hamburger restaurant is set to open this week in San Francisco. Yeah, the robot will do everything, making the burger to cooking it, for $6 a burger, because apparently robots don't work cheap. You can find us online anytime for nothing at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.